One thing, you showed me a photograph from the Pacific there. Maybe you should describe that photograph a little more and what was going on, the C-54 or the people that were aboard that plane.
Oh, okay. When we were out at Okinawa, they took our plane, but they didn't want us to fly the troops in when the Japanese were going to surrender. So they finally flew us down to the Philippines, Manila. And I'm sitting on a wall down there in the in Manila, and here comes this C-54 in. It's got the Japanese on her going into MacArthur's headquarters to sign. I guess they signed on the battleship Missouri, but they must have gone into MacArthur's headquarters ahead of time. And I happened to be sitting there and saw them get off the C-54. There's a whole bunch of staff cars in that photograph. And they took them right past where I was sitting on a wall, which I thought was quite an experience.
Did you know what they were, what their mission was?
I knew what they were doing, yeah. I don't know how we found out, or whether maybe we found out and that's why I went down there, you know. But I remember going down there and seeing it. And I remember seeing, we flew out in the, or we got a hold of a duck one day, and we went out into the water a little bit. And I think it seems to me like we could see the outline of Corregidor and Bataan, which I heard so much about, off the island of in the Philippines.
Now a duck, you're talking about a naval ship.
Naval.
Small
thing that we all land our
right,
water,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a hold of one of those one day went out in that thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can you describe, I guess, when you first heard about the Germans surrendering and then also the same thing when the Japanese surrendered, where you were at for each event and what you did?
Yeah, I was at Ellington Field. That was after coming from R&R, we went back to Ellington Field, and I was still there in May, and they announced over all the loudspeakers one day that the, first I think they announced that Truman died, is that right?
Mean FDR?
Or FDR, yeah, FDR died, yeah. And I remember somebody making some statements saying it's a shame he didn't live long enough to see the Germans surrender. Mm-hmm. And it seems like at that time or shortly after that, they announced over the speakers that the Germans had surrendered. And that's where I was at that time. And then, of course, I told you the story about the Japanese, about what happened with the atomic bombs and then being Manila when they flew them in to go into MacArthur's headquarters. So that's the two places I was at that time.
So it must have been a big celebration at that time, I bet, huh?
Yeah, because I was on a base. Probably more of a celebration in town than there was on the base. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to talk about, Ed? Anything?
I can't think of anything. Unless you can think of something, Frank, to get to it. I guess that just about covers it then.
Okay, Ed, well, I want to thank you very much for putting your reminiscences down on tape.
Okay.
This provides a valuable record. Can be used by researchers in the future, so thanks again.
Okay.